this type of maizis mishnah gimel lo yimkel adam es peiros mishaboy lo ines a maizis from mishenu nemelam a maizis. Once the fruit or vegetables have developed to the point that it's chai the maizis, which we learned is approximately a third of its full growth, you're now going to sell it to somebody who does not take off maizis properly. Lo b'shviz and mishachoshel al shviz. You're now going to send it to sell to somebody. In Shemitah, that he's choshed not to treat the Shemitah produce properly. The imbichul, if part of the fruit ripened and part of it did not, so noikelus had the ones that are ripened to the level of oinus and maizus have to keep for themselves. Well, mochus hashar, the rest he can sell. So we have a very big kiddush here that it is permitted to sell a plant to a person who is choshed ala maizus and the shvius, as long as it's sold before the fruit has any halachic status of being chayiv and shumas and maizus. Now that which it says over here, the implication of our mishnah is that it is permitted to sell tevel, something that has shumas and maizus, to somebody who is not choshev. The whole issue over here is don't sell to somebody that you're concerned who won't take up the proper shumas and maizus. The truth is, we will see that, and we have seen before in the Sefer Demai, that produce that has already been picked should not be sold at all without taking off Trumas Maizis, even to a Chavah. Over here we're talking about when it wasn't yet picked, and therefore at that point of time you are allowed to sell it to a Chavah who knows the halachas of Trumas Maizis, but you're not allowed to sell it to an Amoritz who may not take off the Trumas Maizis properly.